1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you guys so much for spending the beginning of your week with me. I really do appreciate it. I'm just geared up, man. I'm excited for this new thing that we got going on today, Adopt Me Monday. I've been trying to get an adoption thing on RKR for a while because I love animals. I got dogs, cats, the whole thing. And I love animals. I have all my life, and I just want to try to help these animals get into forever homes. And places like Kalamazoo, they're just rich in animal history. So many people in here. There's so many organizations in the Kalamazoo area that help out with, strays and just try to get these animals into the forever home. Working with Animal Rescue Project and the Charles and Lynn Zhang, Animal Rescue Center over here on Sprinkles, a brand new facility, looks amazing. It's just really exciting for us to be able to partner with them. So again, 8:08 this morning, Animal Rescue Project and Barks in the Zoo. We're going to have an adorable dog up for adoption. So hang out and watch for that video on our Facebook at 8:08. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus. We got some big shows heading up to the new amphitheater. I don't know how to pronounce this. Is it Acrisure Amphitheater? I'm not really sure. It's a new amphitheater that's going up in Grand Rapids. Got to figure that out. The view from the stage actually looks really cool. Great view of the audience. It's going to be an interesting amphitheater. But up here on the 1077 RKR app have all the concerts that have been announced. Lionel Richie is going to be kicking it off with Brian Vander Ark from West Michigan here. And it's going to be a cool show. Kid Cudi is going to be out there. Russell Dickerson. I think of it, a lot of country stuff like Jelly Roll is going to be up there. Santana and the Doobie Brothers. This is one I'm really looking forward to. That's happening Monday, June 15th. So definitely got to make it up there for that. Godsmack coming out. Let me know which concerts you're excited for. Up here on the 1077 RKR app, you can, again, check it out. And probably one of the biggest shows happening in July. The Guess Who is going to be there. Definitely going to be going to that one. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. I want to remind you guys, 8:08, we are doing Adopt Me Monday with Animal Rescue Project here in Kalamazoo and Barks in the Zoo. We've got an adorable puppy that's up for adoption that you are not going to want to miss. 8:08, we're going to be going live on that video on our Facebook and our TikTok, WRKR The Rocker. You can check that out. See this adorable puppy for yourself. And again, you want to adopt him? It's all up here on the Adopt Me Monday button on the 1077 RKR app and at WRKR.com. But watch for that video, because it's coming at you live in about 40 minutes on 1077 RKR. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. It is going to be a tricky time out there trying to avoid these scammers. And you do not want to get hit with a scam that's going to wipe out your bank account. And that's what drivers are being warned about. Text and toll scams. You got to open up the 1077 RKR app and check these out, because a lot of people are getting just a little bit too creative with these text scams. And this new one could absolutely deplete your bank account. And the last thing I would want any of you to have to deal with is something like that. So again, we have the tips on how to avoid it and what these texts look like on the 1077 RKR app, so you can avoid them. Just delete them. I don't even pay attention to this crap. Like, at this point, if your number is not in my contacts, I ain't answering. 1077 RKR, it's Monday, it's 8:08, and it's time for Adopt Me Monday with Animal Rescue Project, Charles and Lynn Zhang, Animal Rescue Center, sponsored by Barks in the Zoo, and we've got them both in the studio with us this morning. First, let me welcome Amanda Largent-Simmons, the assistant director from Animal Rescue Project. Welcome to the Rocker Studio. Yeah, and also joining us today, our good buddy Luke from Barks in the Zoo. Good morning, brother.
Morning. Thanks for having me today.
Yes, the Mohawk is on point this morning, and very excited about this new benchmark that we've set up on Mondays, because I love animals, super passionate about them, and I always want to do everything I can to help out get animals into their forever homes, and that's why we are very excited to be partnering up with both of you guys. So seriously, thank you for being a part of this. This is awesome. So Amanda, tell us who you brought in today.
I brought in Socks. He is one of our puppies that has just been sitting a little bit longer than we would like. Aww. He's about 5 months old. He's a big old lab mix. We're guessing between 50 and 70 pounds, give or take.
Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, but he is the biggest cuddle bug you will ever have. So he'll be that giant lap dog weighted blanket for you.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. It looks so adorable. So tell us a little story. Like, how did you first get Sox into your shelter?
So we do help rescues down south. We work with two specifically because they help their community with resources that they don't have. Sox is from one of those down south rescues to come up to hang out with us and get them into a home that they don't have the access to down south in Georgia and Mississippi.
So tell me a little bit also about the Animal Rescue Project, because this was, you know, we saw this building getting built for so long and I was really curious what it was. And then when we found out it was an animal shelter, I was really excited. So how did this all come about?
So Jack Frost was the main person that started this process. He loved doing rescue. He started this as just a foster base, and then he brought it to a shelter base again. I actually worked for him while I was in college, going to college. So I got to start this when this was all brand new again. And then it kept growing after I left. And I was lucky to come back and get to experience this brand new building now that we have a community room that does birthday parties, meetings. We're working on getting a medical room to get that funded and start doing spay neuters. We are also working on finishing up a whole bunch of projects.
That's awesome. So what's the adoption process like if somebody wants to adopt Sox here?
So I have applications online. I also have paper applications if you want to come in during our open hours, Monday through Friday, 12 to 7, and then Saturdays, 11 to 5. After we get an approved application, we can move forward with adoption most of the time because most of them are pretty much done up to the, as far as we can get them. After that, we most likely can possibly even get them home that day and help you with some few goodie bags and just help you walk out the door happy.
I don't know how he has lasted this long, because we're getting a really good view of what your life is going to be like with this dog. And again, we've got the application process right here, actually. If you want to take a screenshot, the QR code is going to lead you to the application page. And also, you can check out WRKR.com, 1077RKR app. Click the Adopt Me Monday button. That's going to lead you to not only the Animal Rescue Project's website, but also Barks in the Zoo. And Luke, tell me a little bit about Barks in the Zoo, because I remember ever since you guys opened up, I've been going there back when you guys were Barks Fifth Avenue, and then you had the kind of rebranding. And tell us a little bit about the services you guys have over there.
Yeah, so we got a lot of services we offer all in the grooming world. We do full dogs all the way through, any breed, of course, any size, everything from bath to a full haircut to a nice standard poodle look. So we do just about everything in our salon. Unfortunately, at this time, we're only doing cat nail trims, but we do cat nail trims. Okay. So feel free to always stop in for that. And beyond that, you know, we just have a store full of goodies for dogs. We're moving and grooving right now, getting ready for summer, getting in all of our new toys, all the good floaty stuff, and getting a lot of new treats in, too. So if your dog needs, you know, a lamb foot or maybe some rabbit ears, stop in and see us, and we can get them all taken care of and ready for summer.
I got those blueberry crisps last week, and I think I got almost like a pound of them, and the dogs are just breathing them in. They're so good.
Those crunchios.
I haven't tried them.
They smell good enough to try. I'm going to be honest with you. That blueberry.
Oh my gosh.
I might have one when I get back.
Well, we want to get you guys in on some winnings as well and get you into the doors to Barks in the Zoo, because again, great local business and so many great services over there. So we're going to give a $20 gift certificate right now to caller number 7-978-1077. You're going to get hooked up with a $20 gift certificate to Barks in the Zoo. And again, thank you guys both for doing this and being a part of this. I've been wanting to do this for a while, so I really appreciate you guys making the weekly journey into the Rocker Studio. And again, Sox is up for adoption right now. You can scan this QR code. You can get in on the Adopt Me Monday button on the 1077RKR app and learn more about Sox and all the great animals that we're going to have up for you on Adopt Me Monday. Thank you guys so much for coming in, and we'll see you next Monday.
Thanks for having us. Sounds great.
Thanks.
1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Detroit has a really strange night out experience with puppet karaoke. It's about as weird as it sounds, the best way possible. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, you could check out this thing that this dude, it was founded in Detroit by James Abbott, and he's a puppet karaoke, kind of blends eccentric puppet characters with a full-on bar sing-along atmosphere. This is getting really popular. Like, imagine a puppet karaoke version of, like, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. This is so funny. This video is up here on the 107.7 RKR app. You really have to see it to understand how truly interestingly strange and hilarious it is. I seriously want to partake in this. I got to see if I could do like a puppet version of Iron Maiden or something. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorcarsOnline.com. On the phone now with one of the greatest rock vocalists of all time. He's out with a brand new solo album, former lead vocalist of Foreigner. Welcome to the Rocker Morning Show, Lou Graham. Good morning, Lou. How you doing, man?
Very well, man.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining me this morning. I'm really excited about this new album that just dropped today. It's available on your website, LouGrahamOfficial.com, all major digital platforms. How long have you had this idea of working on this new solo album?
A couple of years. It takes a little maturation to get started on something like this and see it through, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know you've done...
It's my third solo album.
Yeah, so it's been... I think the last one came out in 89. What differences do you see between this and your last solo album in A Long Hard Look?
Well, I'm a lot older. I think maturity of the songwriting and more of a direction, you know?
Yeah. It's funny because you said a lot older, but I'm listening to the album. I love the energy of Young Love, the first track off there. And your voice sounds so clean. I mean, singing the way you have over the years, how do you keep your voice sounding so fresh?
Drink tons and tons of water, exercising my voice. Before I go on tour, I have a great singer who is my vocal coach. And he gives me exercises to warm up my voice before a show to get the best out of my vocal range. He's been a godsend to me because I have more stamina now than I did when I was 25.
Now, obviously being recognized by your peers, one of the greatest rock vocalists of all time, but how was that experience being inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a couple of years ago? What was that experience like for you?
Well, it was twofold. We were eligible for over 20 years.
Right.
And we couldn't figure out why we weren't even up for induction. It was just very strange. So now that we got into the Hall of Fame, Mick Jones has Alzheimer's. He couldn't play in the induction. Some of the other guys in the band are no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was bittersweet, the induction, because I wish all the original bandmates were there to receive this honor.
Yeah. No doubt. Were there a lot of people there that you hadn't seen in years that you were able to catch up with?
Absolutely.
Now, you've made it to the Hall of Fame, and that kind of chapter is closed. Do you feel that it kind of gives you a new birth of creativity to do things, like make a new solo album and start writing more?
I did, yeah. That's when this album started to come together. Either ideas for new songs or listening to some ideas that I had a number of years ago and then working on them and finishing them. It was a song.
Very excited to see you back on the road. And with this new album too, honestly, I really do love this new album. It's
Thank you.
Self-produced. It's released. It's on sale now. LouGrahamOfficial.com is where to get it. Anywhere you stream music, Young Love, check that track out. But I just love the whole thing. Lightning Strikes. Like, it's really cool album, Lou. Love to hear it. And hope to see you on the road here in Michigan here soon. So wish you the best of luck.
Okay, thanks very much, and let's catch up when we play in this year.
Appreciate you, man.
Bye now.
We go heavily into depth about not only Lou Graham's entire career with Foreigner, but his new solo album. It's available now. You can download the full interview on the 107.7 RKR app on the on-demand button. Check it out. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I completely forgot that back in 2003, at the age of 44, Magic Johnson played for the Harlem Globetrotters. They defeated the Spartans, of course, 97-83. But I totally forgot about this, and there's extremely rare footage of Magic Johnson playing with the Harlem Globetrotters from 2003 up here on the 107.7 RKR app. But it turns out Magic's just among 11 different Michiganders who played for the Harlem Globetrotters. I don't know how the hell those guys do those the things that they do with the basketball. It's incredibly impressive. But a lot of Michigan dudes are apparently really skilled. You can check out this video and learn more about them on the Rocker app. Yeah, I don't have a skill. I don't have skills like that with a basketball. Give me like a hockey puck. I can maybe do some fun stuff, but nah.